Yesterday on the program, you would have heard that we paid tribute to Stella Young, who's been described in many, many ways. She was a comedian, she was a writer, she was an activist, disability, but actually more than that, probably more generally an equality activist on a whole range of fronts. There are, however, some aspects of the things that she would agitate about that seem to have been a little bit conspicuously absent from the conversation. And I think it might be worth identifying and perhaps discussing some of those, and so too to Scott Stevens, which is a relief because he's sitting right here in front of me and he's here to discuss it. He's the editor of the ABC Religion and Ethics online portal. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Willie.
You noticed this, and I think it was a really interesting thing to notice. What's missing?
Look, the one term that keeps coming up again and again about Stella Young, and I think this is probably the one phrase that really does capture her. She was a force of nature.
Yeah.
There was something undeniably courageous, but also untimely, almost unpopular, counterintuitive about the sorts of things that got her goat up and that she thought didn't deserve to be swept over into a corner. I've been really interested since yesterday morning to see, especially on The Drum and on ABC News Online, these are the things that Stella wanted you to hear. These are the things that she wanted you to know. And, of course, her TEDx talk has been very conspicuous, and rightly so. It was a masterpiece.
And I should add, by way of background, that you and Stella worked together as editors quite a bit, so you would share content and discuss ideas and so on. So you're not extracting this merely in an observational capacity.
No, look, that's exactly right. One of the great joys about joining the ABC when I did is that Stella and I were virtually strict contemporaries. She began just a few weeks after I did. We spoke with one another quite frequently. And there were shared concerns that we had that we talked about quite a lot, and we co-published content. And one of the things that I've noticed, there of course is quite a lot about her. If there's one term that really ought to make its way into mainstream vocabulary, it's her wonderful description, inspiration porn. She was relentlessly critical of this kind of exhibitionist parading of feel-good stories in order to make either able-bodied or basically middle, upper-class white people feel better about their lives. But there was one thing that just that was so important to her that is so missing from the tributes that are now being paid, and that's her concern about the widespread practices of genetic counseling, prenatal genetic screening, and preemptive abortion of disabled children, or children who were going to, it would be regarded, place undue burdens on their parents. And so one of her finest pieces of work, it seemed to me, was quite a passionate piece that she wrote after Peter Singer had appeared on Q&A some years ago, where she said, Peter Singer's ideas may well be hypothetical, but for me, they are not. If Peter Singer had his way, I and people like me would never have been born.
So explain that idea, the idea she's talking about there.
Look, one of the practices, increasingly widespread practice of genetic screening within many, many public hospitals is to help parents identify this is the condition that your child likely has. If your child is to be born, this is what they may well suffer from. Is that sort of life worth living for your child? Is that the sort of life that you are prepared to be burdened with for the parents? So one of the conditions that that Stella suffered from was osteogenesis imperfecta, sometimes called brittle bone syndrome. That tends to be one of those conditions that are often identified by means of genetic screening. And then through the process of genetic counseling, where parents are led through the process, is this the sort of child that you want? That life is oftentimes terminated. And I think this is one of the things that Stella kept trying to remind us. Are those who tend to decide whether they be ethicists or whether they be doctors? And I think some of her other best work was on, do we really want to give doctors more power over certain types of life than they do already? One of the things that she reminded us is, are those who have a degree of power over human life or want to pontificate about what lives are worth living, do they know what it is like to live this life? How can you call the life that I live either unworthy of living or in some ways undignified or in some ways not a great grace and blessing to all those around? And I think this is one of the things that just struck me constantly about Stella. You know, part of human relationship, I don't want to sort of single out Stella too much, but part of human relationships is they wound. Whenever you let somebody get too close, whenever they impose a burden upon your life, there's a wound there. That's what makes relationships relationships. Mm. They wound us. They impress themselves upon us.
They ask of us, and we also give to them, and they give things to us.
It's absolutely
a two-way exchange.
Yes, yeah. And that oftentimes by being wounded by the life of another, what we might have initially regarded as being maybe a burden, do I really want to be dragged down into that person's life, ends up emerging as something that we never could have anticipated. It transforms our life. I'm not going to, you know, sort of wander into the trap of one of Stella's hated heartwarming stories, but I think that there is this kind of, you know, there is this desire almost to shield ourselves against lives that are going to be too burdensome, that are going to exact too much from us, that she rightly and relentlessly targeted.
Well, so there's something in this. Because the last day and a half or 2 days or whatever it's been has been a celebration of her life in many ways. The contribution that she made, she went too soon, all of that sort of discussion. And yet that observation goes exactly to the heart of the argument that she'd been making that you're identifying now that doesn't seem to have been as much part of the remembering.
Hmm.
That's a very strange juxtaposition, isn't it? I mean, it's a strange omission given the bouquets that are being thrown. Why is it there?
Look, if we were being brutally honest with ourselves, we would have to admit that in over 80% of the cases, children who are like Stella are aborted before they are born. That is a very hard thing for us to come to grips with, I think, without feeling the requisite degree of, to my mind, I'm just speaking personally here, the requisite degree of shame and guilt that ought to accompany that. There are certain things, Waleed, it seems to me, that are right on the limits of what liberal humanism can discuss, liberal humanism can admit to. And it seems to me that Stella represented gloriously one of those limit cases that in many ways called our bluff and called out the BS that is all too often at the heart.
See, she would have just said the word there.
Yeah, I know, but I can't. Been. I'm not.
Far too proper for that.
Exactly right. But look, I think what you identify is absolutely right. And again, this is one of the ironies about the way that we often talk about cases, people like whether it be Stella or whether it be most recently baby Gammy, that there's this outrage about mistreatment, and yet part of the practices that surround them is that deep down, oftentimes we act as though we wish they had never been born. And I think Stella represents the great rebuke to us for thinking that in the first place.
She's one of the great confronters.
Absolutely.
I think that's the great gift that she gave us. Mm. And so it's, I think, important that we continue to be confronted by some of the things that she said. Thanks for coming in or confronting me.
Always a pleasure.
Thank Scott you. Stevens, who edits the ABC Religion and Ethics Portal online. We'll leave Ali with you for Drive through till 8 o'clock. Right now it's 7. News time.